This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's fine, you know, when we look at the issue of what is an adult in Islam. A lot of times we look at this terminology, wherever we're from, an adult is 18 years old, 21 years old, or something like that. But the reality is that in Islam, once the child reaches the age of puberty, then they become responsible for their actions religiously. They become held accountable. They're no longer to be considered children in the sense that they are forgiven for everything that they've done and they die sinless. Something was to happen to them at 15 years old, 16 years old, but you're still treating them like a child, then you are doing a disservice to them because they are accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even with the younger companions, he took time to teach them the deen. And sometimes we have these words which are profound, as we'll see here. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says to Ibn Abbas, Ya ghulam, O young man, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I'm going to teach you some words. And in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, kalimatin nafi'at, that there are some beneficial words that I'm going to teach you. What does he tell Ibn Abbas? Radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says, ihfaz Allah, ihfazillah. Okay. Now, many of you know this word, ihfaz. Some people we know are hafiz of Quran. What does that mean if someone is hafiz of Quran? What's that mean? He memorized the Quran. Ihfazillah, does that... Can we translate that like that here? No, that's not going to work here. Okay. What does the word hafila mean? Because I really do want you to understand what this hadith means. What is the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam telling Ibn Abbas when he says to him, ihfadillah? Okay? Think a little bit. Then you know that most of the words in Arabic go back to a trilateral root. They're in dha, right? When you go back to the books, the Arabic dictionaries, and from the back, don't forget. Peace. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that. You're remembering the other hadith that we covered of Ibn Nu'man, Ibn Bashir, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, every king has his boundaries. And Allah has His boundaries that He has set. And they are His maharim, those things that He has made prohibited. So you don't cross into those. Jama'ah. And that whoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah, for who if he dhimmatillah, he is under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that we used to know the munafiqeen how, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, athqal, that the most difficult, most burdensome salat for the hypocrites is Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha. Ibn Mas'ud said that we used to see some of them, or we used to strive to pray the Fajr and the Isha in Jama'ah. وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومَ النِّفَاقِ. And the one who didn't come, a proof for him, a proof for his iman. that you've developed, fighting people, slandering. This is, you are punching holes in the shield. Fasting protects you. As long as you allow it to protect you. If you punch holes in it, then it's not going to be a protection. Ihfadillah yahfadka. If you are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the limits that He set, then Allah will protect you. Allah will protect you. This is a promise. I know you said inshallah, but this is a promise. And Allah doesn't break His promises. Affairs, your family, your wealth, He will protect that. And He will protect your deen for you so that you can gain the best reward in the hereafter. And there's a dua that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to make daily. And this is the month of dua, and I want you to memorize this dua. It's a little longer than your normal dua. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, al-Adab al-Mufrad, and Abu Dawud, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, Allahumma inna